Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A reminder, the NBC World Series, powered by Westar Energy, coming to town starting tomorrow. Go to NBCBaseball.com for more information of schedules and game times. NBC World Series coming back to town. And if that's the case, that means the Wichita Wingnuts are out of town on the NBC road trip. And so we catch up with Anthony Capper, former Shocker and current pitching coach for the Wingnuts. Cap, at what particular locale are you right now? And can you pack a suitcase big enough for that road trip that you have to take, that you've taken a lot of times because you're a former player too?
Well, we're actually we're playing the St. Paul Saints, but we're staying in Hudson, Wisconsin, because getting the road trip off on a good start, the hotel that we were supposed to stay at, St. Paul, sold our room.
Nice.
Off to a great start, and dropped our first game last night, 5-0. Unfortunately, but this trip it comes every year, and you kind of see it down the horizon on the schedule, and before you know it, it's here, and 20 straight on the road, and it's a grind, but it's part of the deal for being part of the Wingnuts.
Anthony, how does that work? Seriously, I mean, when you know that you've got to deal with that, I mean, playing baseball day in and day out, especially this time of the year, is a grind anyway, but when you know there's no home cooking whatsoever, how does that change the dynamic of how you approach things?
You know, I think it's kind of a slow burn approach. You know, like I said, you see it's coming, and then we have the 2-day All-Star break, which was kind of a needed thing. You know, we get two off days going into this, which was good. You know, we got a couple days to recharge our batteries. Everybody kind of did their own thing. I think there was a team party at one of the owners' houses. They had a lake on their house. So guys handle it, in their own ways, but it's inevitable. You know, like I said, being part of the Wingnuts, you know that you're going to have to take on this trip, and it's going to be a grind. And they say the dog days of summer, they are here with, we're past the midway point, and teams are kind of establishing themselves for a playoff race here. And, it's just one of those things that we have to deal with, unfortunately, that, we're out of town for 20 straight days. And like you said, there is no home cooking. So, it's tough, but you try and just focus on the day and not get too far ahead of yourself and look down the road that, holy cow, we still have 19 left on the road.
Wingnuts are 38-24, but they are looking up at the Kansas City T-Bones and the Sioux City Explorers in the South Division of the American Association. Talking to the pitching coach for the Wingnuts, Anthony Capra, amidst their marathon road trip. And if memory serves, Anthony, and of course as a player in addition to being the pitching coach the last couple of years, you guys have more than held your own on these trips. I mean, we're talking 500 or better in a three-week span, which is, as all baseball fans know, that's almost impossible to do that long away from home. Is there a secret? I know we've talked about it a little bit, but do the players that have been a part of this kind of just hand it down for the ones that don't?
I think because we've done this for so long, I think, there's enough people that have been around here and who haven't, or like you said, that, you do kind of understand what you have to do day to day to get through this trip. And, you try and find the little positives where you can, even when you don't have the off days, you try and find the positives of each city that you're in and go do something fun or take your mind off of, just how long you're away from home. But, like you said, we have had historical success on this trip, which is probably something that most teams wouldn't be able to say. Going on the road for 20 straight is no joke. It's tough, and every day kind of wears on you. And by the time you get those last four or five, you're just ready to be home no matter what. So, I think it's one of those things you kind of find out who you really are as a team. And like you said, we're chasing a couple teams right now. So by the time we get home, we should probably have a pretty good idea of where we exactly stand in our division.
Former Shocker great Anthony Capra joining us, of course, now pitching coach with the Wichita Wingnuts, a team that he played for as well. 14 games over 500, playing better than 6-10 ball, but looking up at not only Kansas City, as Shane mentioned, and Sioux City, would be four games clear in the North right now. Life isn't fair, but my God, I mean, you know, here you guys are, eight games back, playing good enough baseball to be a postseason team, but still have work to do to get there.
Yeah, definitely, you know, and, you know, Sioux City, one of those teams that they just got off to an unbelievable start, and their lineup is, you know, top to bottom, probably the best in the league. You know, obviously we like our people, but, you know, we've played them enough to see what they bring to the table. And Kansas City, the same thing. They have Kansas City's had a lot of turnover. They've had a lot of guys that have, you know, been fortunate enough to sign back to affiliated ball. But, you know, we try not to focus on them. We try and take care of what we're doing every day, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, hit the ground running. Like I said, on this road trip, like I said, you know, we dropped last night 5-0, kind of, you know, we'll chalk it up to jet lag or whatever you want to call it. You know, we left at midnight, and some of the hotel rooms weren't ready when we did get here. That was available to us, but, you know, we just got to trust the process and keep going. You know, hopefully we got one of our better guys going tonight. Obviously, I love all of our starting pitchers, but a guy that's been really consistent for us, Charlie Gillies, is going tonight. I think his last four or five straight, he's had consecutive starts and gone deep in the games. And, you know, that's a key for us, I think, is pitching on this road trip. Obviously, it, you know, it goes without saying, going 20 straight, you want to save your bullpen as much as you can. And, you know, we've done a pretty good job of that so far. So, you know, hopefully we can keep this rolling a little bit and chase some of those teams down.
Sioux Falls, Sioux City, Gary South Shore, all places where the Wingnuts will visit during their NBC World Series road trip. Cleburne. Make a nice little swing down to Cleburne. That'll be nice. All seriousness, though, Cap, as you look at the standings and you look at the sustained success that the Wingnuts have had, 10 years, more. I mean, you guys are used to winning, and not only winning, but winning the division and going to the postseason. This is certainly putting the cart before the horse, but is it a little stunning to be looking up at not just one, but two different teams in the South Division with that juggernaut Sioux City looking like they're uncatchable? Is that kind of disheartening when you couple it with this long road trip?
I don't know if it's disheartening, but it's definitely unfamiliar territory, maybe uncharted waters for us a little bit. And, you know, like you guys have mentioned, I have been a player and a coach here for parts of the last, I guess, 5 or maybe even 6 years. I've kind of lost track. It's been so long. So I guess what I'm used to is being, you know, that in that Sioux City position where teams are chasing us and we're separating ourselves. So a little different to be chasing those teams, but you know, after winning 7 straight divisions, I think, you know, law of numbers is just going to say that you're not going to do that every single season. So maybe it's our time to have to, you know, chase somebody down or come from behind, or, you know, maybe not even win a division this year, but have to scrap our way into second place for the playoffs. And, you know, it's all just part of sports and what that brings to the table. So, you know, just I'm just happy to be, you know, out here for another season in the sun and try to take advantage of what we can out here.
Anthony, final one from me. You're a guy that obviously played at the highest level of Division I affiliated baseball, independent baseball. Now you're coaching in independent baseball. Make an argument for the value of independent baseball, because it has certainly filled a niche for quite some time in Wichita and has provided for baseball fans professional baseball at as high a level as you can get, considering the level of play that it is. I would imagine you're a pretty strong advocate for independent baseball.
I absolutely am. And, you know, when I was playing affiliated baseball, I always told myself I wouldn't play independent baseball because independent baseball gets a bad rap and it's unfair. There's a lot of good talent here. There's guys that have played in the big leagues. There's guys with World Series rings. You know, there's young guys who just haven't gotten a shot for whatever one reason or another. Independent baseball was one of the greatest things I ever did as a player. It gave me, you know, my biggest, the biggest thing I tell a lot of these guys, especially the pitchers, you're going to come here, especially with us, I guess. You know, every organization may be different, but you're going to come here and you're going to get a chance for maybe the first time in your life, or at least the first time in a long time, to have freedom over your career. You can decide how hard you want to work. You can decide what you want to do day to day. Not an opportunity that a lot of guys get, especially not in affiliated ball, where everything's coming from the top down. It's coming from the GMs and the scouting directors and, you know, director of player personnel. There is nothing like that here. You know, the coaches are available to you. They'll help you. They'll tell you what they think. But at the end of the day, it boils down to you and how hard you want to work and what you want to do. I figured a lot of things out on my own as a player for the first time in independent baseball. You know, I struggled with some things in affiliated ball, and I had the chance to finally get away from it and rediscover myself. So I love it. I think it's a great place for people to be. You know, I think hopefully we can get some of these guys back to where they belong in affiliated baseball, because we do have a team that has guys that don't belong here. But it's just a matter of, you know, catching lightning in a bottle and opportunity striking.
You didn't tell me that the North Division has a team called the Chicago Dogs. That's awesome.
I think they're actually named after the hot dog.
Right, so. Right. I caught that. That's awesome.
I'm a big hot dog advocate, so excited to go there. You know, brand new stadium, and supposed to be one of the best in the league, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, this league's always changing. I think there's supposed to be a team coming in Milwaukee next year, possibly. And, you know, obviously, I think everybody knows what the status is in Wingnuts, so we'll kind of see what happens here.
Wichita and St. Paul tonight, then off to Sioux Falls, then to Chicago, then Gary, and on and on and on. The never-ending road trip for Anthony Capper and the Wichita Wingnuts. Cap, thanks for taking some time this morning. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys.
There's Anthony Capra, former Shocker and current Wingnut pitching coach in St. Paul, but not really. They're in Wisconsin because their hotel room. How very minor league of that little side story that was.
Oh, I know. All you need is Nuclear Lush and a couple of others. And
climbing over bus seats. And yeah. That, you know, some of that stuff on Bull Durham, pretty real.
Pretty
realistic
real.
Anyway, yeah.
I mean, taking a little license with it, but pretty real. Uh-huh. So that's good stuff. You know, the Wingnuts have been, I got to tell you, the Wingnuts have been a really great thing for the city of Wichita, and I don't know where it's going and where it, and how it will play out, but I'm, you know, I would say that I'm pretty thankful for the fact that that the American Association and that the Wingnuts were a part of baseball in Wichita. They've carved out their place in history. For Wichita, and whether or not Wichita gets affiliated baseball back or not, and it all remains to be seen. They certainly bridged the gap, or at the very least, continue to take care of baseball fans in the summer when we are thinking about baseball. It's been always been a pretty good product, and Shane, always been a very competitive product. I mean, when have the Wingnuts not been relevant?
They've spoiled their fans.
Yes.
No question about it. I mean, I know they've only won one ring. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of the Atlanta Braves of the American Association, but I mean, they're on top of the heap in the South all the time. You want to watch winning baseball? You can say what you want about affiliated versus independent, but all the Wingnuts ever do is win, and they're still winning this year. They're playing 6-13 ball. They just happen to be playing in the division with a Sioux City team that's 30 over .500. But yeah, they've done really, literally nothing but win, especially over the last 10 years. Doesn't matter if it's 597 winning percentage in their existence. That's what Andrew pitches in there. So it doesn't matter if it's Kevin Hooper, Pete Rose Jr., or Brent Cleveland. It's like the machine continues to churn out wins, and good for them. So hopefully they can at least break even on that long road trip thanks to the NBC World Series. Speaking of, we got some more tickets we need to give away. So if you want to go to the NBC World Series, it starts tomorrow at 869-1240. I want to remind you that your kid, your guy or gal, if they play on a baseball or softball team, they get free admission when wearing their team jerseys to the NBC World Series. Go to NBCBaseball.com for more information. 869-1240 is the number if you want to go to the NBC World Series. Coming up next, we'll have On This Day in Sports History. and Phil Hughes complaining about Derek Jeter. In, of course, they played together with the Yankees in 2007. And Phil Hughes said on a podcast recently that Derek Jeter, if he should ever happen to lose a wager in the clubhouse, he'd pay you in pennies. And we're talking about hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars in wagers that go on in those Major League Baseball clubhouses. Derek Jeter's showing he's got a sense of humor. We'll tell you that story and on this day when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.